Off the Wire with Alfredas. Alfredas, let's go.
Hey, what's up? It's Alfredas. Here's our Hot Off the Wire. All right, so I told you yesterday about the Love & Hip Hop reunion fight, but my ratchet reality reporter's got all the gory details. I guess I can't call you mine, Britt, but what happened?
Well, Jocelyn's been saying she's been coming for Althea Benzino's fiance. Yeah. Hit her in the head so hard her head cracked. Allegedly ripped her weave out, too.
Ooh.
Then she came for Waka Flocka's wife, Tammy. And then, of course, Waka Flocka's mom, Deb, jumped in.
I knew she was going to jump in.
So she went backstage, hit Mimi, too, pushed her down some steps, allegedly. So the security guard can rescue it, and she bit him to the flesh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's pretty ratchet. Moving on, Drake and Chris Brown have gone way beyond burying the hatchet. The two did a skit together at the ESPY Awards last night, which Drake hosted. Meanwhile, Drake and Rappin' Forte are ending their beef as well. Rappin' Forte was like, you used my same lyrics that I used for Players Club back in 1994. I want to get paid. That's exactly what happened. Drake's giving him $100,000. After tweeting and Instagramming all this inspirational stuff about people, you know, letting them go who don't appreciate you, well, guess what? Karrueche was right back in Breezy's arms last night. Well, I mean, I'm just saying they were seen together. Remember I told you Richard Pryor Jr. and his sister Rain told TMZ Nick Cannon was not going to play their dad because he didn't really have the acting chops to do it? Well, Richard Pryor Jr. has changed his mind. He says if he can't play his dad, Nick Cannon should, because Nick Cannon is really passionate about that role. Richard Pryor's widow wants Terrence Howard to do it. The Lifetime biopic on Whitney Houston is going to be missing one crucial part of her story. Her voice. The movie's expected to feature Whitney's songs re-recorded by Deborah Cox, but they still got to get the rights to that. They're working that out. Speaking of Whitney Houston, Bobby Christina Instagrammed a picture of herself smoking a great big bong, and then she deleted it, but not quick enough. Lastly, congrats to Lance Gross. He Instagrammed a picture of his pregnant girlfriend naked. However, all the important parts are covered up. She's beautiful. I'm Alfredas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestpartmorningshow.com. Plus, get at me via Twitter @FredasFlix. Bye.